Good morning, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fisher Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Pawlet, Vermont. This recording is really sort of day one of my photographic excursion here to Italy, to Tuscany. Yesterday, as anybody who's traveled overseas knows, was a long day between flying from JFK to Rome and picking up a rental car and getting all the way up to Monciano. You know, it was a long day. Unfortunately, the people in the place that we stayed last night on the lower level were having a huge party, and as a result, sleep was a little bit on the low end, but it was a good day. It was a good day, and I sort of started this trip off with the idea of not starting out with huge expectation. I'm a big believer that expectation causes a lot of problems with regards to artwork. I came here obviously with the intention of producing work, and I've already made, I don't know, four or five images just sort of yesterday in a semi-comatose state. But I think it's important to pace sort of your expectations as to what you're going to come home with. I can think of the numbers of workshops that I've taught where students, you know, start this workshop with the idea of the number of prints they're going to have, with the idea of all that they're going to learn, as opposed to just learning and making work. That's sort of a better approach to sort of not put the cart in front of the horse. So I'm starting out today, Sunday. We're going to be joining some friends for lunch, and then going to a festival in a local hill town, and hopefully doing some shooting between here and there and throughout the afternoon. And I'm just sort of taking it like that and letting the work sort of evolve, and not sort of push the work, but sort of let all of the preparation, the seven P's, the prior planning prevents piss poor prior planning prevents piss poor performance, that I've done prior to coming on the strip, and allowing that to sort of be the foundation that I feel comfortable making work on, and knowing that pretty much no matter what comes my way, I'm going to know how to deal with it. So this is day one. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day. Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fisher Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Pawlet, Vermont. This is day number two of my excursion here to Italy and to Tuscany, and I thought I'd sort of share my thoughts as to where things are at right now. Yesterday, we had sort of a nice sort of leisurely get out of our room sort of day, and which was actually good for me. I got up in the morning, went out for just sort of, you know, a quick walk, you know, about 45 minutes, you know, nothing too crazy or too strenuous, but just sort of with the idea of sort of looking at the light, sort of, you know, getting myself sort of used to sort of the feeling of the region that we're in. Primarily because, you know, where I live in Vermont, coming to here in Tuscany is a big difference. You know, Vermont this time of year is covered in snow, yet here in Tuscany it's, you know, early spring. And it's very different. The light is different. The ground is different. The air temperature is different. So I decided to take that little walk and go out just with the idea of, you know, getting myself accustomed or acclimated to this environment. Nice part is that during that time, I did have my camera with me, but not with the expectations of taking any photographs, but I did. I took two or three images, sort of getting that creative juices flowing. Yesterday afternoon, we went to, here's where you hear me bastardize the Italian language, to Pitignano. It's this, if you're Italian and you heard me say that, I apologize up front. It's this beautiful city built on top of a tufa ledge, basically. And the city is actually carved into this tufa mountainside. Absolutely just unbelievable, spectacular. And walking around, it was really great. Most of my works that I've been shooting for the last couple of months have really focused primarily on the landscape. But the architecture here is just so fascinating that, you know, there's this wonderful sort of blend of the landscape and architecture that I'm starting to see my work be interested in on this trip. Today, we're going to get in the car here in a few minutes and hopefully head over towards the Mediterranean a little bit, take a look at some hill towns in a slightly different region. And once again, I'm sort of going without sort of expectations as to, you know, shooting 10 rolls of film or anything like that. Just sort of going with the idea of seeing what happens. So far, I've actually shot two whole rolls of film. So for me, that's an awful lot of work. But it's good. I mean, everything's at this really nice sort of pace. So stay tuned, and I'll post more later. Take care. Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fisher Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Pawlet, Vermont. This is day number three of my Italian excursion here, and I sort of thought I'd share my thoughts on yesterday. After sort of a leisurely morning, we went over to Capoblio, which is a small hill town very close to the Mediterranean, and it was absolutely amazing. It's on a much smaller scale than some of the other hill towns that we've visited and will be visiting, but it was amazing. And it's funny, I talk a lot with my students about the idea of visualization techniques, the idea of using all your senses to sort of come into play with allowing you to sort of express the full idea of what it is that you're seeing and feeling in your photographs. And one thing that has struck me in every one of these hill towns that I go to is the smell. And it's not the smell of food. It's the smell of firewood burning. Because it's sort of, you know, still early spring here / end of winter, everything has this, you know, there's a smell of fireplaces burning in everybody's house. And it's amazing. You're walking through these small hill towns, and you're not quite sure if it's 2009 or 1709. I mean, it's just amazing, the smell and sort of the feeling. And also, because it's off season right now, there's almost no one in these towns. So it's really weird. It's very weird, very sort of spooky in some ways, yet amazing. And something that visually is just difficult to capture, but I think, you know, I'm sort of going in that direction. And one thing that I sort of came to yesterday, I've been looking sort of at the narrow passageways through the towns and looking at the relationship of that to the landscape around these hill towns and sort of looking at how I can merge those two in my own work. When we first got here, I had no idea how to do that. I took a look at it and I said, well, that's really interesting, but there's no way to photograph that experience. And yet, yesterday, I think I've come up with an interesting solution. And what's nice about this process is that instead of forcing it and sort of trying to sort of, you know, figure out how to do it right away, I sort of given myself a couple of days to sort of look, experience, you know, get rid of the idea of expectation, and sort of let the process just sort of form itself. So I'll post some examples if it does work out indeed the way that I think it's going to. But it's sort of the idea of taking two photographs and blending the outside with the inside using the overlapping frames that I do. And I think it's going to be amazing. Today, we are off to a couple other towns looking at some Etruscan ruins. And once again, the whole purpose, or one of the major purposes of this trip for me, is a preparation for a workshop that I'm going to teach here in the fall. And I have to say, I'm very excited about sort of the possibilities of this region, and it's just so diverse. Another thing that's interesting is that because I'm here in the wintertime, all of the fields right now are still green grass. So winter, early spring, all the fields are green grass. Yet when I come back in September with students, everything is going to be this sort of, you know, million shades of sort of rust and sand in the fields because everything's going to have been tilled up. So it's going to be very interesting to sort of visually see how this landscape changes. So today I'm off. I've got my half dozen rolls of film packed in my bare bones bag. Got my cameras ready. And stay tuned for another post. Thank you so much for listening. Good morning, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fisher Revolution, as well as a master printer and a hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. This audio blog is day number 4 of my Italian excursion here in the Maremma region, Tuscany, and I thought I'd sort of share my thoughts as to what we did yesterday and what I'm going to be doing today. Yesterday morning, after a leisurely sort of morning, you notice there's a lot of leisurely mornings on this trip. It could be jet lag, it could be a lot of wine, could be a nice combination of both, but the mornings have been sort of slow, and which is fine. I'm more of a late afternoon shooter anyways. But we went over to Volci. Volci is a Roman and Etruscan ruin area, and it was really quite amazing. There's two sections to Volci. There's one section that has like a castle and like an aqueduct, and from the road you kind of know what you're going to get. There's a second section that has a parking lot, and way up on a hillside you see a couple of ruins. So it's a walk to get into that section. And the thing that's interesting is that when we first got to the second section, I was kind of like, oh, this is going to suck. You know, it's going to be a wall, it's going to be a couple of things fenced off, and, you know, I'll be here for 5 minutes and I'm done. Well, that wasn't what happened. I got there, we walked up this long hill, and all of a sudden you realize, wow, this place is huge. And it goes on and on and on and on. There's Roman roads, there's underground, you know, cisterns underneath old bathhouses, there's mosaic tiles. It was just enormous. Yet, had I sort of gone with my initial instinct, I might not have actually even gone up there. So this is, I guess, a really good lesson is, you know, take the time and really explore and you know, really get out of the car, you know, and really get up and go into a place. I know what I found with a lot of the hill towns so far on this trip
is that it's been important to sort of spend the time and really go into the towns and really walk around and really look, because there's lots of hidden gems that you're not going to see if you just, you know, just see it from first glance. You need to spend some time, you need to walk around, you know, and really, really, really look. And all of a sudden, you know, these little things start appearing that are just fantastic. Additionally, yesterday, we spent a little time and found the Agroturismo, where we're going to be staying next September when we do the photographic workshop here at La Fabre. And one thing that's really nice is that everybody has been really sort of just incredibly nice to us on this trip. And this is interesting to me. My Italian sucks. I speak very little Italian. And yet, I've been trying to make a very conscious effort of speaking Italian, and I have found that everybody has been very receptive. And when we met with Roberto yesterday at the Agroturism, they were just bending over backwards, accommodating, and saying, you know, what would you people like for breakfast? What can we do to make the workshop successful? And I think this is really great, and you know, it gives me a really warm fuzzy that everything next September is going to be fantastic. So today, I'm off to some more hill towns to do a little more walking around, and I will continue to post my thoughts tomorrow. Have a great day, and thank you so much. Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. This is day number 5 of my Italian photographic excursion, and I thought I'd just sort of share some thoughts. Yesterday morning, I decided to get up early, and yes, it was an early morning, hard to believe, and decided to go out and sort of follow sort of the route that I had taken the day before. It was a really, really, really beautiful set of back roads, and you know, I'd seen them in late afternoon. It made quite a bit of work, but you know, I kind of like to visit in a lot of cases the same place or the same route for multiple days, because I find that you know, once you start scratching the surface once again, all these sort of little hidden photographic gems start to appear. You know, once again, also different light. Just there's so many variables, and it was amazing. So going out yesterday morning and sort of looking over the same roads, I ended up shooting half a dozen different images, and I'm really happy with some of them. Some are ones that I didn't see the night before, and you know, or one was one that was actually a very similar location, if not the same location, but a completely different take. The light was different, my composition was different, you know, and that's what I find so wonderful about sort of, you know, visiting the familiar. When I'm in Vermont, I find that, you know, my favorite photos are ones that I take usually within, say, 15 or 20 miles of my studio. Why? Because I see it every day, and sort of the information that I'm seeing sort of just sort of percolates around, and eventually, you know, it sort of surfaces and you're able to take a photograph. So sort of having like a home base region here in Maremma around Monciano, you know, say within 45 minutes drive, has been really nice, because I sort of, the landscape is very different than what I'm used to. I mean, even though there's rolling hills, it's completely different looking than Vermont. It's completely looking different than Vermont right now because there's no snow here. And, it, you know, visiting it again and again and again seems to be something that's really great. Today, this morning, we are off to another couple small towns and then to a olive oil making facility. This is sort of with the thought of the upcoming fall workshop. It'll be a wonderful place to people to visit and photograph. And then this afternoon I'll be doing some more photographs. Tomorrow it looks like we might be going off to Pisa, so that'll be a longer drive, but very exciting. I think I shot a roll and a half of film yesterday, which for me is about my average per day, whether I'm here or whether I'm home. So this is good. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day. Gonzo. Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. This audio blog is number 6 of my photographic excursion here in Italy. Yesterday, fairly early, a rare thing on this trip, I got up and went back over to Capalbio. The region, it's a beautiful medieval hill town. It has these beautiful medieval walls you can walk around, wonderful sort of winding, narrow stone streets. And the region of that city, of that town, is, in my opinion, just spectacular. It's the sort of, you know, beautiful rolling hills, you know, covered with olive oil trees or kiwi plants and grapevines. And yet, when you're up on top of the hills, you can see out towards the Mediterranean. It's truly, in my opinion, one of the most spectacular areas that I visited so far on this trip. So I went back. I did a little bit of shooting. Spent a little time.
time. And then we went over and visited a olive oil making facility. Some of this is in sort of preparation for the workshop next year, followed by some beautiful ruins, 1,000-year-old churches that we came across out in this field of these sort of, it looks like slightly abandoned olive oil trees. And they weren't really well maintained the way a lot of other ones were. And it was really amazing. But one thing that yesterday was interesting was sort of going with the flow, I guess is sort of what I'm going to describe it as, is I always refer a lot of times to an artist as something like a race car. You know, we really, you know, we're really creative and everything is great when we're really running on, you know, all 8 cylinders and everything's working just the way it should. But I think there's something to know how to also run with a slightly flat tire and a broken front windshield. And that was kind of what happened yesterday. You know, we had some hiccups throughout the day with regards to, you know, trying to find a place to eat, trying to find some of the locations. But at the end of the day, you know, not letting that kind of stuff get in the way was really fantastic. From a creative standpoint, I shot 2 rolls of film yesterday, which for me is fantastic. And it was just the light and everything has just been amazing. I am still finding, though, that primarily my favorite light here, at least this time of year, is mid to late day into early evening. The morning light's amazing, but it is difficult, though, in some ways to sort of isolate that morning light. So, you know, I guess sort of my lesson off this audio blog is sort of rolling with the punches and sort of going with sort of, you know, whatever the day throws at you and not letting it sort of, you know, throw you off of your creative photographic course, which in the past I have allowed to happen, and this trip I'm endeavoring not to. So today we are going to Savagna and to Pitignano again. Both of these, one of them we've been to, the other one we haven't. I want to spend a little more time exploring the Etruscan caves in the one town and sort of the beautiful valley prior to getting up into Pitignano and, you know, walking around the town a little bit more. It is amazing to me the diversity of this region and how where I was over in Capalbio is this beautiful sort of rolling hills that goes out to out to the sea. You know, when you get over by Pitignano, it's a much sort of more densely packed sort of set of hills. Very, very, very beautiful, very dramatic, yet, you know, within a matter of maybe 30 kilometers. So it's really great. So these are just my thoughts. I will post more tomorrow and have a great day.
Good morning, my name is Stephen Chubb, and I'm the leader of the Fisher Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Paulette, Vermont. Today is day 7 of our Tuscan excursion here in the Maremma region of Italy. Absolutely amazing day yesterday. We got up somewhat early and went over to Pitignano, which we had been before. Literally is the city of tufa. The city is built in sort of this gigantic tufa rock. It's amazing, or on top of slash into. And spent a little time sort of exploring the streets and the amazing alleyways and some of the surrounding sort of valley area. There, I came across a wonderful, short but beautiful walk that sort of meanders along the river, and it's just truly amazing. From Pitignano, we also went over to Savona, and Savona is a town that's probably about 6 or 7 kilometers away. Beautiful drive to Savona from Pitignano. It's you go up the backside of this mountain, and it's just really neat. The town itself is very small. It's a little more touristy, and I'm using that word very, very loosely. It's beautiful. It's literally like one street. It's like a straight street, whereas a lot of the towns, sort of, you know, the sort of meandering maze of streets and alleys. This is literally a straight drag. However, it was beautiful, and the surrounding area is breathtaking. Absolutely amazing. Once again, very different from the Manciano, Capalbio region, where it's much more sort of the open rolling hills. This is a much tighter sort of hill structure, but interesting to photograph. Difficult with regards to sort of predicting the time when the light will be the best, because the light really only shines down in the valleys, you know, for a very short period every day, because they're very steep in some places. One of the great finds of the day was just past Savona, we came to a whole region of Etruscan tombs. This was amazing. It was so amazing I actually went back twice yesterday. It's just incredible. There's a, unfortunately, because it's off season, a lot of it was closed. Unless I start carrying a set of Black & Decker wire cutters with me, which I will not do, by the way. That was a joke. A lot of it was inaccessible. But a lot of it was accessible. And we were able to sort of go up these old Etruscan roadways that had, you know, the different tombs in the walls. And a lot of these roadways, the funny part is, they're still in service today. They're still being used by locals today. So it was really neat. Spent quite a bit of time there, walked like crazy. Saw a lot of the area. And so that was one thing that, you know, I always emphasize when I'm in Vermont. A lot of times when I go to a new region, I literally will just get in a car and drive and get myself lost and just explore. Now, granted, diesel is very expensive in Europe, and that ends up being a little bit of an expensive day, but I like to just sort of get in and drive around and, you know, see what there is and, you know, get lost, and eventually I'll find my way back to my town. And that's sort of the way this came about. You know, we kind of saw this sign, we're like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Followed it for a few miles, and, you know, we're really rewarded with something that was truly amazing. And will absolutely be on the list for the September workshop. From the Etruscan area, we decided to go to Serrano, which is another small town, probably about 10 kilometers north of Savannah. Really a hidden gem. Serrano is like a mini Pitigliano. It's really amazing. It's built into this tufa rock as well, but very dramatic. Whereas a Pitigliano, when you're standing there looking at it, has this long expanse. It's overwhelming when you see it. This is overwhelming in its sheer drama. It's sort of tucked away in this really tight valley with extremely steep cliffs. And you can tell that this is really sort of off the beaten path. Whereas Pitigliano is off the beaten path as well, but it's known this is off the beaten path. You know, it's much more of a real small, you know, hill town. Very, very, very historic. It looks like they're doing a lot of restoration or attempting to preserve a lot of it. The region around it is just peppered with Etruscan tombs. If you look up to the high tufa hillsides, you can see these caves just carved in all the different walls, and it's fascinating. I mean, you could spend a month just in this region alone exploring. The possibilities are really endless. So I guess sort of that's sort of what I took out of yesterday was, you know, sometimes, some days on this trip, I've sort of gone to a particular place, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, go to Capalbio, or I'm going to go to Pitigliano or Savannah. You know, yesterday was kind of like, well, let's see what's a little further away. Let's see what's, you know, sort of not on a road that we're familiar with or been giving directions on. You know, we have some wonderful friends here, Jody and Luisa and Fabrizio, who have been incredibly generous with their time and sort of giving us suggestions. As a matter of fact, today I am going out this afternoon with Fabrizio, and we're going to go do a little bit of photography together. So that'll be a lot of fun. And I think we're going to go out to the Mediterranean, to some of the water coastal towns, which is something that I have not yet done on this trip. This is my last full day here in the Maremma Manciano region, because we'll be going to Rome tomorrow afternoon for the next couple of days. Last night, I should also mention, we had at our friend's mother's house, Raffaella, we had a beautiful outdoor wood-fired baked pizzas that were arguably the best pizza I've ever had in my entire life. That is one thing I will say. The food in this region is outrageous. The freshness of the food, the attention to detail, and how much the people actually care about having wonderful family time with like an hour or 2 hour lunch and just really enjoying great fresh ingredients and company is something that is really amazing, and is something that I'm going to try to import to the United States, at least for my own family, because I think it's truly special. Thank you very much for listening. By the way, I shot a couple rolls of film yesterday. I think I shot 3 rolls of film. So it was a very, very, very creative and very energetic day. So thank you very much for listening today, and I will post more tomorrow. Have a great day.
Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pawlet, Vermont. This is day number 8 of my Italian Tuscan Maremman excursion, and I thought I would sort of talk a little bit about what happened yesterday and what sort of the plans are for today. So yesterday we had an amazing lunch. I went out shooting first off in the morning, did a little bit of shooting myself, which was really great, and then had lunch with our friends. And then a good friend of mine, Fabrizio, and I, who I met here, decided to take a drive out towards the water. This was really nice because so far on this trip, all of my photography has been focused really on the hill towns and the surrounding areas. What's amazing is that from Manciano to the Mediterranean is only 40 minutes. It's extremely close. And what changes in the landscape and sort of the quality of light and the look and feel of the towns in that 40 minutes is startling. So we did sort of the beautiful back road drive from Manciano through Capalbio down to the coast and walked along on this long section of beach. One thing that's really interesting is that a lot of the beach in this area is just totally rustic. It's not like, from what I've been told, that you see on the other side of Italy, where there are, you know, umbrellas and stands and all that kind of stuff. This is very much a natural beach. It's got a lot of black sort of sand in it. It's really beautiful and it's very stark, but it's really untouched, and that I think makes it really special. So we spent a little time around the beach, looked at some Etruscan areas, some Etruscan canals, some old fortifications, and we were sort of working our way up towards Orbetello. What's nice is that my friend Fabrizio is from Orbetello, and as a result, you know, being a tourist here, a photographer here, I'm getting sort of the inside sort of view on this, and that was really amazingly helpful. So we went to Orbetello and then out to Argentario, there we go. It's sort of an island that's connected by these sort of causeways. I'm going to call them causeways, but they're not really that. There's three of them that connect out, and it's really amazing. And we went and made ourselves out to Porto Ecrelo. I think that's close enough. And what was amazing about this is that, A, you're surrounded by water. So the light is incredible. The reflective quality of the light off all that water is just outrageous. And the town was what I think you think of as your classic Mediterranean seaside town. You know, the houses are beautiful up on the hills. You know, the color scheme of the houses is different. You know, it's sort of these really beautiful, bright sort of ocean sort of going colors. It just really, really fabulous. And we drove around, walked around a lot of the area. I took quite a few photographs yesterday. Matter of fact, yesterday is probably the most productive photographic day I've had on this entire trip. I almost shot four rolls of film. So it was a very big day in terms of shooting. And a very diverse day, too, once again, starting out in the mountain regions in the early morning and early afternoon, and then down to the water up through sunset. One thing that I mentioned briefly a second ago is that my friend Fabrizio was from Orbetello. I have found that on this trip, because our friends that we've been here with are from Manciano and Orbetello and this local region, that's been invaluable. The ability of having someone, a friend, who knows the area has made this trip for me more productive photographically, but also more personal, because I have sort of an inside view onto things that I would not normally get to know. And I found that just to be just so amazing, and it's totally made, you know, that this trip for me, not only from a photographic standpoint successful, but also from a sort of, you know, getting sort of an inside look and feel into this region. So that's something that I just think has been incredible. So today we're having a small lunch with our friends, and then proceeding down to Rome, where we'll be for the next 2 days, 2.5 days. And we have this long list of places to see, which we'll never see everything, but we're going to sort of try. And that's about it. So I'm going to miss this region tremendously, but I'm looking forward to coming back in September. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.
Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fisher Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Paulette, Vermont. This audio blog is day number 10 of my Italian photographic excursion. Yesterday, we left the Maremma region in Tuscany after having an amazing lunch with our friends, and all were very, very, very sorry to leave. It was such a beautiful experience, and made the trip down to Rome, you know, at 165 kilometers an hour. Returned the rental car at the airport, and then proceeded to Rome. And so we didn't really get into our hotel until very late in the evening. And as a result, there was really no photography at all done yesterday. I did a couple little shots late last night, but I don't know, we'll have to see. Today was our first really big sort of experience here in Rome. Last night, you know, coming in, you know, to the city, it was starting to get dark. You know, I didn't really get a chance to sort of get my bearings. But this morning we went for pretty much what I'd call an all-day sort of excursion. The focus of today was pretty much the Vatican. And we had a really an amazing experience. Spent the bulk of the morning slash first part of the afternoon in the Vatican, photographing, really sort of seeing what was possible. Obviously, there's lots of security and restrictions, but for the most part, I found that I was able to sort of, you know, find my way around that and sort of come up with what I think could be some interesting solutions. Of course, because tripods and flash and all that kind of stuff are extremely discouraged or not allowed at all, and I'm shooting 100 speed film, you know, I took a lot of deep breaths and said, well, we'll see just how sharp it's going to be. But it was a good day overall. I really enjoyed sort of getting out and seeing the Rome. It's a beautiful city. You know, everybody was extremely friendly. And it started raining a little bit this afternoon, which, you know, or late evening. We started having a little bit of rain, and fortunately, of course, I'm, you know, wearing a weatherproof coat, and I've got my bare bones bag, which is bomb proof, and as a result, I have no worries about water on my camera gear. So it was good. I mean, overall, I think I shot three rolls of film today, which for me is an extremely good day. And once again, like I've mentioned in previous audio blogs, today the biggest thing was sort of rolling with it. I mean, because you're going to famous places, there's lots of restrictions. You can't do everything you would like to do. You know, you can sit around and bitch and moan as much as you want, or you can figure out a way to make it work. And that's what I did today. Tomorrow, we're going to be going out additionally. We've got a fairly long list that we'd like to do. The weather's supposed to be good, so I'm hoping to get another full day of shooting in, and maybe even a little bit of night street photography tonight. It'd be wonderful because everything's all wet and stuff, and it'd be really nice with the car lights and everything and some of the dark alleys and stuff, but we'll have to see. So stay tuned. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.
Good morning, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Poway, Vermont. Well, this is my last couple of minutes here in Italy prior to heading back to the States, and I thought I would just sort of recap sort of my experiences of the last 11 days. All in all, I have to say this was probably one of the best overseas trips I've ever had, from a lot of standpoints. I came to Italy with really no preconceived expectations as to how I was going to approach the landscape. And that was a really good thing, because a lot of sort of things that I was doing on this trip and a lot of the ways that I was working evolved throughout the trip, sort of, you know, working on my feet and sort of, you know, troubleshooting and problem solving, you know, the way I wanted to approach the landscape and architecture. And it was nice that I didn't have sort of this preconceived idea that I was going to try to shove everything into, but rather allow myself to be open to the different ideas and different places and things that I was experiencing. From how I carried my gear on this trip, normally in the States, I carry my gear in a bare bones bag. On this trip, I decided to carry everything in the bare bones bag too. It's a slightly larger bag. Everything was perfect. It was definitely bigger than what I needed for the gear that I had, but that actually turned out to be really nice because of those moments when I wanted to shove a little extra film in there or a hat or an apple or a water bottle, there was plenty of room to do it. My gear performed perfectly. I tested everything again and again and again. Prior to coming on this trip, I shot a couple of test rolls while on this trip just to make sure that my multi-overlapping frame panoramic technique was working. And so I'm really happy with how my gear and everything performed. I photographed exclusively on this trip with a new Kodak Ektar 100 speed film, which I have tested once again extensively in Vermont prior to coming to here, and I know what it can do, and I'm very excited to sort of get home and get this film processed and sit down and start to take a look at getting some scans done. I'm planning on printing everything on a Fabriano paper that I've tracked the package, and it's sitting at my studio right now waiting for me, so that's also something I'm looking forward to. You know, all in all, I have to say Italy was an amazing trip. You know, we have some great friends and We made some new friends on this trip, and you know, I'm really looking forward to coming back in September and teaching a workshop here. You know, it really is a very inviting, very friendly place to visit, and I can't wait to come back. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you have found some information on these audio blogs helpful, and have a great day, and stay tuned for additional posts here on the Fidget Revolution. Take care.